See, that man got children, student. Grown children. Now that's the side of the white man, that's pig.
Have you ever heard the word Hoosier before? You ever heard anybody say, you just know Hoosier?
A lot of folks call them FS people's Hoosiers. Is that crackers.
What does a Hoosier mean?
Just a sorry white.
Just a sorry white. There are a lot of words for sorry white.
That's right. Hoosiers, crackers, pigs.
Just take your pick, huh?
That's right.
If you were at a party, you might look at your watch and you see it's almost 11:30 at night, and you say, "We better get going home. It's
11 o'clock."
All right, or it's in relationship to midnight. You might say it's
12 o'clock.
If it's 11:30, it's
soon 12 o'clock. Better get going away. Yeah.
Or it's almost midnight.
That's right. Like that. Right. Well, now the people stay out later than that.
If it got real cold, General, and there was a lot of ice on the ground, you'd say, "Well, I went out there to try to walk around, and I managed to keep my balance, but I
slipped down."
All right. Or if you just about did, you'd say you did what?
Fell down.
Okay.
That's right.
If somebody's waiting on you to go somewhere, General, and he calls out to you, say, "Hey, you going to be ready soon?" You might say to him, "I'll be with you in
a minute."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're going somewhere, General, and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of how far away it is, you might ask somebody, "Well, how
far it is to sit in such a place?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you were trying to point out something to somebody, and what you were trying to point out was nearby, you'd say to him, "Well, just
right out there,"
mm-hmm. or just look here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were trying to straighten somebody out, somebody was confused about something, or you were trying to set them straight, would you ever say, "Well, now look here," and then tell them something?
That's right.
Have you ever said that before?
Yeah, that's right. You go to such a place and do such a thing.
Okay. Well, generally, if you want to know about how many times I go to town, what would you ask me? You'd ask me how.
How often do you go to town?
Right. If you agree with a friend of yours when he says to you, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that man," you'd say,
"Why?"
Or, okay. Or if you're going to do the same thing, if he says, "I'm not going to vote for him,"
yeah, I'd say, "I ain't either."
Okay. All right. What do you call this part of your body right here? You might say
forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about we were talking about this yesterday when I was talking about your friend who's a barber. He said he cuts your what?
Hair.
If you got any.
That's right. Right. That's right.
What if you let your hair right here grow? You might get a what?
Shave.
All right, if you let it grow long, you'd say you have a
beard.
Right. What's this right here?
Ear?
Yeah, which one is it?
That's the left ear.
And that's the?
That's your right.
All right. What do you call this thing right here that you put food in?
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. What about this right here?
Throat.
Okay. What about this right here?
Swallow.
Or is there any
one? Neck.
For that thing?
That's your goose.
Yeah, the thing that sticks out?
That's right.
That's right. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Never had.
Okay.
Some folks say it's your swallow.
Have you ever heard it called the Adam's apple?
I've heard that.
Adam's apple, yeah. What about, what do you call this right here?
Your teeth.
You call one of them what?
Vitamin tap.
Or just one of them? One.
Sure.
You got a lot of teeth, but you got...